Okay, well, here we go. Welcome, everyone. I know we may have some folks joining us here in the next couple minutes as we get started, but I want to honor your time. This is Phyllis
and Christy,
and want to welcome those that could be here today and remind you that we have the Passport webinar that will also start at 2:00 today. And, the Passport Skills for Life with Lorraine, and we'll talk a little more about that at the end of our meeting. But again, welcome everybody, and if you've got an option there to put your phone or computer on mute, please do. We will have an opportunity for you to ask some questions in an organized fashion towards the end of the meeting. But without any further ado, I am going to put the microphone over to Allie, and she's going to take a moment and talk with everyone about the Youth Mental Health First Aid. Allie.
Hi, everyone. This is Allie. I have a quick update for you all. I will be sending out the Youth Mental Health First Aid instructor training applications today. The applications open today, and then we will have them due by March 2nd. And then hopefully I'll be able to notify everyone by the 15th of March. And the training will take place April 16th through the 20th. It is a 5-day training. It's a long week, but it's very worth it. Logistics will come further as soon as I get a secure place, a location where we can have our training. But if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
Allie's doing a great job with our Youth Mental Health First Aid, and I know she does an awesome job getting back to everyone as quickly as she can anytime that she does get back to me.
Hi, Pete.
You want to remind everyone?
Yes.
Hi, peeps. It's Michelle Kennard from Academy of Urban Learning, and Michelle Pierce is here, too.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Next thing on our agenda is talking with you real quick about the mid-year report. Everyone should have received the report through email last week, as Christy put that out. If you are in front of your computer at this time and can get to that report to open it up to make sure that you don't have any questions as we go through it real quickly, then that'd be a great time for us to talk about some things. Please remember that your mid-year report is due back to us February 16th to your specific TA provider. That template was sent by Christy, so you should be able to find that in your email. It was sent on the 12th. Also, ask for the budget report from your business services for the actual spending through December 31st, 2017. And then please remember, you know, this is a good time to be checking yourself and your budgets to see at this mid-year point if you're on track with all your spending, because your spending does need to be down to $0 by June 30th, 2018. However, we have given the grantees that are in the first year of the grant and spending that extension into next year if you had late hires. And that will be something that your TA provider works with you on individually, because obviously, in the perfect world, we would like for you to be able to spend it all this year, but we will work with you this spring if it's getting close and you still have some dollars left from the late hires, and what we can do as we roll it into next year. But this is only a one-year time to do this, and that does not go forward into years 2 and 3. So let me talk specifically about the mid-year report for a minute. If you do have it open in front of you, some of this is very self-explanatory, but it's really important that you include every bit of your information in the report. This just keeps Christy and I on track also, and as we work with our Grant's fiscal office later on in the year. One of the things that is really important for us to know as late hires have been coming on is to make sure that we're on track and we know every single school professional who's been hired at this point and what their specific position is. And it, you will see there that you have that listed in number one. So please provide that for us, and that serves many purposes because we're trying to keep our listserv updated so that everyone is receiving emails. We've got a lot of important emails coming out pertaining to the spring conference. So having their name, their email, and then last but not least, we need a copy of their license back in our offices also so that we're able to keep that on file. And then, of course, I'm not going to read through every single thing, but just be mindful to include your trainings that you're doing this year. Substance use, behavioral health, social emotional learning. And then any explanation of school staff that you're including in the training this year. As I go on down, the only other thing, big thing that I wanted to mention was that in number five, you have the ratio of your SHIP grant funded professionals to students. And I'm going to pause here for a minute and give everybody an opportunity to hit mute because I don't want anybody to lose those the information we're talking about. Thank y'all very much for your help with that. And then number six, and you will see the information listed there at the bottom of the page, on the bottom of that first page. If you have a focus on your social emotional learning, please indicate what programs are being implemented. And if you do not see yours listed there, we have the other line for other that you include that additional information course on. And that goes for your high school, middle school, and elementary. And you see quite a large list of programs listed there that many of the districts are already using. And then last but not least on that page, you have a list and description of partners, the community-based resources and partners for the treatment and counseling with students. That varies greatly among different communities, so this is very good information for us to have also in your mid-year report. And then the last thing I wanted to say under your goals, everyone has their SMART objectives for their work plan that they have included for this year. This is your opportunity in each of the sections under your SMART objective goals to talk to us about the status and challenges you're encountering right now and lessons you've learned, things that you've been able to overcome, and just what type of professional development training that you went through that pertains to those SMART objectives. You can also include data, information about your action plan for improvement on the objectives, and most importantly, from our perspective too, is if you're in need of any additional support that CDE can provide for you, please let us know, because if we don't know that, then we're not hearing from you one-on-one, then, you know, that's an opportunity lost. Christy, anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, I think that covers it, Phyllis.
Okay, I'm going to turn this next piece of information over to Christy for a moment as she talks about the spring roundup.
So hopefully everybody has received the message that our spring roundup, as we're calling it, will be March 6th and 7th at the same venue that we had our kickoff event. The Denver Sheraton West. And we sent some initial details out right after the first of the year. please be looking for an email coming soon that will include a registration link and lodging link. We're still working out a few details with the hotel, so we don't have that ready to send out. We want to send those things together so that you can get it done in one fell swoop. So please be looking for that either later this week or next week at the latest. At least you know the dates. And we want to talk a little bit about the general agenda for each day so that you can start planning accordingly. Just like last time in the fall, we will not start early morning on March 6th. We will allow for travel time that morning. So we are planning for an 11 a.m. start with some lunch available. And if you want to plan to get there and get, you know, checked in and that type of thing, that would be great. But we will not have lunch ready or anything until 11 o'clock that morning. And then we're going to have an amazing opportunity to have a guest presenter that will do the general session just after lunch. That is a new addition this year. And so we're really excited about that. Following that presentation, we are going to have some time where Phyllis and I get to spend time with you program managers specifically, and the school health professionals will get to spend some further in-depth look at what we learned during the general session, and they will be working with our guest speaker who provides that general session, doing a deeper dive into what is discussed there. So there'll be some breakouts taking place the rest of that day on day one. Day two is going to look like it did in the fall, where we're going to have a lot of conference type opportunities for you to decide what breakouts you would like to attend. And Phyllis and I have been tried to be really receptive to listening to what your guys' needs are in the district, what we're seeing around the state, you know, and put all of that into a very thoughtful approach to what breakouts are going to be provided. We're still working out the details, but please know that day two will have specific breakouts for administrators, for school health professionals, for program managers, everybody in attendance. There will be some focus for all people, all audiences. Anything I missed on that, Phyllis?
The only other thing I wanted to say was on day one, we will save time that last hour of the day as we were in our divided up groups for our program managers and spend some time networking and talking together after we are done with our portion of the meeting. And same thing for our school health professionals. After you get out of your training that afternoon with our guest speaker, then you will be doing some regional networking. I want to make sure you knew that. Before we go any further, please, I don't want to take away from this meeting time for everyone. So if you wouldn't mind to check your computers and phones and make sure you're on mute. We're getting a lot of background noise. It sounds like just out in the school or anything like that. So if you could please get that on mute, that would help us out a whole lot. Okay, here we go. Is everybody with us still? Hopefully.
another opportunity that we have planned for you guys to network would be at day one on March 6th, having that opportunity to go to dinner together in maybe your regional networks. I mean, you'll obviously have your school health professionals there, as well as possibly some administrators. But we wanted to also encourage you guys to plan some evening networking times on day one. And Phyllis and I, with that email that comes out with the links, we are going to provide some local establishments that might be great places for you to go if you have a group and that type of thing. So look for a little bit of concierge service from Phyllis and Christy for that event if you so choose to make arrangements to go eat with a group of people. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Phyllis. She has some information to talk to you about with standards and wellness and comp health.
Okay, some of you may or may not be aware that at CDE over this past year, we have been in the middle of the Academic Standards Revision Project, which definitely impacts the Comprehensive Health Standards. And I know in some of my site visits I've already been making, I've talked about this a little bit, but just to give you a little bit of a timeline, they are very close to finishing this project and will be going before the board, the state board, for final decisions on final approval of the revisions that have been made between April and June. So, with that being said, our team member here in our health and wellness office, Jamie Hurley, is our comp health and physical education content specialist. And so he also works with the standards team a lot. And our plan for next school year is for him to come into the regions and work with our school health professionals to do some training around the conference. Comprehensive Health Standards as it aligns to the grant, especially around Standard 3 with social and emotional wellness. And what is going to be new will be in our instructional units that live on CDE's website. They will also have new curriculum information around marijuana education. And so those will be ready to go next school year, and we will be providing some training on those and the standards and health skills. And I think will be a very valuable piece of training for our school health professionals as you're spending more and more time in the classroom with your students. The other thing I wanted to share with you for you to put on your radar is this spring, probably in April, we will have a new RFP for a new grant going out, and it's a renewed grant actually, and it's called the Wellness Grant. If your district does not already have this grant, I would highly encourage you to take a look at the RFP when it comes out, and we will keep you posted on that date and when it comes out, and it'll also be posted on our website. But it is a great opportunity for our school health professional grant and our school health professionals to work with those in your district that are working with the wellness grant as you receive it. The other thing I wanted to share with you was the Comp Health Grant. Many of your districts may have. That is another grant that very much complements the work going on with your work plan and your school health professional grant. So you may have district wellness coordinators and your health teachers and people like that that will be great people to get connected with if you're not already, and see how your work between the school health professional grant, the comp health grant, and the wellness grant may all intersect with each other. Because these aren't grants meant to be in silos, but they really do a lot of similar work, and it's a good opportunity to do that.
All right. We wanted to also give you a friendly reminder. Phyllis mentioned it earlier. There are a couple of gaps with licenses still. We do completely understand that there have been many late hires. And if you would just please do a double check and make sure that you have sent us the licenses or a note stating that you're working with CDE licensing, Tanya Klein and her department, on getting that license for your new hire or new hires, that would be great. We were still getting a few last week, but we know that there are still a few gaps. So if you've made any FTE changes or additions, please just let us know if you don't have a license thus far. Another thing that we sent out was information about site visits. You know, Phyllis has been out and about quite extensively, especially in the Denver metro area, and she and I are both working really hard to get to all of our grantees around the state. And that's been an interesting process because we have pockets of regions and, you know, contacting everybody and making sure we can find a 2 or 3 day period where we can come and hit all of those has been unique. But we're looking very forward to continuing those site visits and getting those all in prior to March 6th when we all come back together. One part of the site visit is a survey that we're going to ask you to do, and we just need the program manager to do this on behalf of the site visit. And that is going to be a quick, easy survey that just gives us some feedback so that it's not just on, you know, like verbal, it's going to be in writing, documented feedback so that we can enhance our services in the future, as well as share the impact or the struggles that, you know, you're having from this grant with the people who want to see that information around the state, you know. So it will be super simple, and it'll be in the form of a link, and we will send that out this week. The program managers will all get that, and then we're just asking that you complete that after your site visit is done. So if your site visit has already been done, once you get that link, just complete it. Those of you that have site visits coming in the next week, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, or whenever before March, just get the site visit survey completed within a week, if possible, just so that all that information is fresh in your mind. And we really are going to take a look at that, the impact that those are making, and you know, judge, do we need to come out more often? Do we need to come out less often? What do you need from us? That'll really give us some ideas on whether or not you like that process of us coming and doing site visits and what you need with those.
Okay, I think that brings us to the conclusion of all the things that we wanted to tell you right now and catch up on. But I wanted to take a few moments before Christy gives you a little update on the webinar today and give you a chance to ask any questions that you may have. And if you don't get an opportunity to ask questions right now or you think of something later, please also shoot us an email so that we can get that done too. Are there any questions right now that we can help y'all with immediately? Any questions at all?
Can you hear us now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Hey, I have one question. Kathy Kopp here. When you
okay.
said administration for the breakout, can we invite an administrator, or is it just managers and school health professionals? Day two.
It will primarily be school health professionals and the program managers. However, in the fall, we also did have a few administrators attend. And so if that's going to be the case, then they need to make sure that just like the program managers and school health professionals, they are getting registered for the event. Because this is, we have deadlines to meet for not only rooms, but also for the food, you know, for each of the meals that we have to turn in too.
But that's not available yet.
Not yet. We're waiting on the room link from the hotel. I'm hoping to have that before the end of the week. I'm going to send that out in one email with both the registration link for the event and the room link.
And one more question for me. It's a Health grant RFP this year or next year?
The Comp Health grant will be next spring in 2019, but the wellness grant does come open again this year.
Thank you.
You bet.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I got one. This is Dylan Ringhausen at Fort Morgan High School.
Welcome on board.
Well, thank you. Thank you. For the mid-year report, is that sent out just to program managers or to SHPs as well?
It will go to the program managers. It already did last Friday, the 12th. Most of the districts are working together as a team to complete the mid-year report to get it back by February 16th. But we figured it would be easier and cleaner just to send it out to the program managers as y'all are making connections with each other on a regular basis. And our school professionals, you know, are doing a lot of course, the work plan. But so it'll be really important for all of you to meet together.
Yes, for sure. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What other questions can we answer today? Okay, if there are no other questions, or I'll ask one more time actually before we hang up, but I wanted to give you all some information about the webinar coming up. A friendly reminder that it is specific for elementary, so those of you working secondary, it's not going to apply to your work. I just want to make sure that that's clear so that, you know, everybody's time is so valuable. It is only for elementary work. And partner out of Canada for this webinar. So we are really fortunate for that. And I'll give a brief introduction at the beginning of the webinar, you know, introducing her and such. But it is a separate connection, so we will hang up from this conference call connection. And if you recall, I sent a separate email that gave you the webinar connection details. That webinar, you can connect as early as 1:30 Mountain Standard Time, so here in just 1 minute. But we're not going to start that webinar until 2 o'clock.
If for any reason you cannot find that email with that webinar connection, please email us back real quick so that we can get you set up on that.
Yes, that half an hour is just for so that we can get you all connected so you don't miss out if you want to be there. And I know several of you have accepted that invitation, so we'll be looking forward to seeing you on that webinar. It is a Zoom meeting. So you will need to be in front of a screen where you can see screenshots, and they will be taking us through a webinar, not just a conference call. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear. It's a separate invitation that I sent, all the details, as well as some attachments in there that they may refer to, just as Phyllis was referring to the mid-year report. It would be wise to have those documents open in another screen. Are there any questions regarding the conference call at this time?
Okay, well, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you on the webinar in just a few minutes, and hope to talk with you all again soon. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The lady came out. Well, I've had two come out now. One is kind of like coordinated, the other one.